You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hello and welcome to another rousing edition of Trending Topics with BB. I am your humble host, Brooke Brown. We're back for a brand new episode, but before I get into my new guest and introducing that awesome information, I do want to remind you of the housekeeping that has changed. If you're new to this podcast, you won't know the differences, but I will have to point them out for those that are returning listeners. And I appreciate those that are returning listeners. Welcome back. So first, to remind you, you can still log on to the official website at trendingtopicswithbbpodcast.com. However, that is now redirecting to a page within this umbrella that it's under, which is BB Media Industries. So it's on the BB Media Industries website. So it all links together. There you can find the link to the link tree, which has all the social media links, all of the information, and the new update about this podcast episode. If you're listening to this audio only and not watching on the video option YouTube, please take note that your support in any means is very appreciated. And so if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere where you can leave a favorable rating and comment, or just a favorable rating, it helps so much for other listeners like you find this podcast. Because I am a very small podcast, even though it's been around about 14 years, any support and kind of sharing and telling people about this podcast is much appreciated, as I've provided a lot of free content for over 14 years. So I appreciate your support, and if you're new, welcome aboard and hope you do the same moving forward. Now, let's get to the cool, exciting thing about this podcast. This episode features a new guest and a new topic that you may or may not be surprised. I may or may have mentioned on a previous episode, but I wanted to do that because life is short. Anyway, I want to introduce my guest, Robert Cole Jr. He's a singer-songwriter and fellow Jonas Brothers fan. Yes, I am a fan of the Jonas Brothers. We have a whole discussion that you will hear about how we both became fans, how we are still fans, and how we're following the current tour and their celebration of 20 years as a band. Yes, the Jonas Brothers have been around for 20 years, if you can imagine it. So, without further ado, I give you my lovely discussion with Robert Cole Jr. Welcome aboard to a new episode of the podcast, and we have a very special episode. As you can tell, I have a guest usually at the last episode, so I'm excited for this. This is going to be a different one for those that tune into the podcast, different subject, new topic. So for those that don't know, before I introduce Robert here, for those that do know, there's some tours going on right now, and there's a big tour going on that's making some waves. And it's a 20-year anniversary tour with a new album, and I'm talking about the Jonas Brothers. And before you knock it, listen to us talk first about it. But welcome aboard my guest, Robert, because we're going to talk about how we've met and this whole thing about being mutual fans in Phoenix, gearing up for the show in September. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here. This is the first podcast I've ever done, so I'm excited.
Awesome. So I guess I want to start with, we've met because you've been doing a campaign for, what, 60 days now?
Today is day 60. That's 60 days in a row. No shortcuts.
So for those that don't know, back in the day, was it before Camp Rock or during Camp Rock?
All of that time is kind of a blur to me, so I don't really know.
So the early days of Jonas Brothers and the Disney days, they had this, you know, movies and TV shows on Disney Channel, and there was a song called Scandinavia that Evan Jonas was known for singing, but in the 20 years of their existence, hasn't really sung since. And Robert here has been singing a cover of that for the last 60 days in hopes of being a special guest for the upcoming concert, which is awesome. And we met because he was posting his videos on like social media, and I happened to come across it, and I've been watching his evolution on TikTok and such. So talk a little bit about that.
So this kind of goes back a little bit further too. So I'm a big Jonas Brothers fan, have been since, you know, I was a kid. And there was a brief lull in my fandom where, you know, I started getting older, going through puberty, and it wasn't really cool or acceptable to be a guy and like the Jonas Brothers. Even though secretly throughout that entire lull, I was still kind of listening to them. I just wasn't keeping up on the newer stuff. And so
was this before they like disbanded for like,
yeah. Yeah. So like for me, the V album, I don't really resonate too much with, because that was around the stint that I like wasn't paying attention.
Right.
So like the fans that, you know, freak out over Pom Poms and First Time and Wedding Bells, like I don't really resonate too much with those songs because
me neither. I wasn't really,
they're not, yeah, it's not nostalgic for me, but I've gone back and listened to them and I'm like, well, this is good. I like it, but it's not, those aren't songs that are like in my regular rotation, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I started recording on TikTok. I mean, I downloaded TikTok like, you know, 2020, like the rest of us. And I posted a cover of me singing a Tyler Childers song, song Shake the Frost, back in like September. And I played the guitar and I sang, and I really enjoyed that cover, so I posted it. And it took off a little bit, not like, it didn't go viral, but like I had like 190 followers and it got like 800 views. So I was like, whoa, this is big. Like, I'm really, I like this. And I had people that I didn't know commenting like, hey, we want to hear more. And so I'm like, okay. And so from there, I started posting more covers. And my goal then was to go live. I wanted to be able to go live and live stream on TikTok in order to play my music for people. And that's all it was at first. And then I was like, wait a minute. The Jonas Brothers are very active on TikTok. And I love playing Jonas Brothers songs. So I started like a series that I was doing that was, I'm playing a different Jonas Brothers song every single day until one of them respond. And that series, I think I posted like, I think it was like 60 something videos, different covers, a different song every day. Now that one was a little bit different because I didn't play it every single day. I would take days off. I would spend one night, record like seven different songs and just hold them in my drafts and post them on different days. And eventually I never got the comment or a response to the video, but I was live one day. It was like a random afternoon and I was playing a Harry Styles song, actually, Sign of the Times. And I got gifted a Galaxy and I was like, oh, well, that's cool. Like, let me shout out who gifted me the Galaxy. And it was Joe Jonas. And I my heart sank. I was like, there's no way this is actually happening right now. Because like I set this as a goal and there's no way that the goal is actually being achieved. Like, this is crazy. And he stayed in the chat. He gifted me a few more awesome gifts. And I asked him, I was like, hey, should I play Jonas Brothers song? What song do you want to hear? And he was in the chat and he said, oh, play your favorite. So I played. Naturally, I played Please Be Mine, the first song they ever wrote together.
Yeah.
And I started playing it, and he put in the chat, okay, deep cut. And so there was that moment. And then from there, I was like, wait a minute. Okay, now I'm going to try to get the other two to respond. And there was no luck. I kept the videos going, and I made a random video about Kevin Jonas. And I said, you know, Joe just released a solo album. Nick's been releasing solo music. Even Franklin's releasing solo music. We need the Kevin Jonas solo album, but it's just Scandinavia 14 times. And that was just a random thought that I had that I just was in my car, just hit record and posted it. And then the video kind of took off a little bit and Kevin Jonas commented on the video and he just commented an upside down smiley face. So then I was like, okay, I've got Joe, I've got Kevin. Now I just need to get Nick to respond. But what that kind of turned into is I was on live one night, just thinking of different like series and whatnot that I could do just to keep, keep this going, just to keep like my content fun and interesting. And we ended up with the idea of me playing Scandinavia every single day until they let me play it on stage. And at first glance, I'm like, okay, that's a very steep ask. Like, that is crazy. That's delusional. But I also thought that when I started the series about getting them to respond. And so getting a response from Joe, getting a response from Kevin, little sidebar, I posted a cover of No Time to Talk off their new album, Greetings from Your Hometown. And the Jonas Brothers TikTok account commented and reposted that video. So because I'm like, okay, maybe it's not that far-fetched. They're seeing my content and they're engaging with my content.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Will they let me on stage? Who knows? That's kind of the steep ask, but they definitely see my content. And so that was on, I want to say, like June 28th. And we are now at the end of August and on day 60 in a row. And what makes this one so different is I think my dedication to it, because like the other series where I would record, you know, 7-10 videos and just post them on different days, I have not done that for this one. Every video that I've posted day 50 was recorded and posted on day 50. Day 60 is today. I haven't recorded it yet. I will record it tonight and post it tonight. it's been a lot of fun. I made a video today where I said, you know, it's day 60. There's only 33 days left of this, whether I play or not. Like, I said something like, it's making me kind of sad. Not the thought of not playing or not the thought of playing or not, but just the thought that the series is going to be over and it's kind of the end of a chapter, end of an era. And I've made a lot of friends actually along the way. I mean, we connected because of this thing. Don't know if I ever would have connected with you if I wasn't playing and posting Scandinavia every day. But I've had a lot of fun with it. Like I've done like country versions of Scandinavia. I've done ukulele versions of Scandinavia. I've done karaoke versions where I just sing along. I've done a version where I harmonize with Kevin, like just try to keep it fun and interesting. But that, long story short, is what I'm doing.
It's awesome. And I think it would, regardless. Yeah. Like, you've been a good sport about it. I mean, regardless if they bring you up or not. I mean, for those that aren't following the tour and that will listen to this episode, this tour obviously is their 20th anniversary as a band. The last tour was a little bit ambitious for them, where they did 5 albums in one night, which was like 60 some songs, which was insane. It was fun to witness.
It was awesome, but I know they were tired. I get tired after a 2-hour live stream on TikTok sitting on my butt. Like, I know they were tired.
And they did like over 100 or some shows, because they took that up to the UK and Europe.
Yeah, I think the tour was like a year and a half long, because it hit Phoenix in September of 2023. That's 2 years ago.
I know. So, meanwhile, this new album's out, and what's cool about this is they're bringing out special guests, and they're changing the set list every night, and it's been great.
Yeah. I will say this. I did start my series before anybody knew they were starting to bring out special guests.
Yeah, that's what's cool about it. Well, and it's been fun because, like, so what I'm liking about following this tour, for my own, like, dopamine, I guess, is the fact that they are switching up the set list every night. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing out special guests. And then when they can't have, when a special guest can't be there, they're changing up the set list. Like,
yeah,
every night in Saratoga, because they didn't have a guest after Boston.
Fenway.
We're going to talk about Fenway in 1 minute. But Nick just did more of his stuff, and it was
phenomenal. I mean, they got a lot of songs to choose from.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, between their solo works, well, they're talking, I think I saw in a podcast interview from them recently, because they've been on a lot of podcasts recently leading up to the promo tour. They're talking, it's now the Jonas universe, to kind of play on the whole like universe is going on with brands. But what's cool about it is I like that it's not predictable. I like that I'm a marketing person. So it's been genius to follow, and it's followed the fans that are also following the set list and what songs are being played when, and who's predicting who's going to be the special guest when, and because nobody saw. So to talk about Fenway this past Saturday, epic. I mean,
I'm not over it.
So they brought back Jesse McCartney, who was a special guest night one at MetLife.
Yeah.
They had Dashboard Confessioner come out. And then they had JoJo, who's from Boston. So they're just basically they're like, okay, who do we know from our Disney days? And we're going to like
call That's what I love about it is it's so nostalgic, right? Like they're bringing out, like they brought out the Click Five. And I love the like introductions they're doing. Like when they brought out Jesse McCartney on opening night, they said, our first tour, we opened for this guy.
Yeah.
And it's super. And they brought back Demi Lovato. It's just been so fun.
Well, the other thing too, another really cool thing they did the other night before we get more into Fenway is when they were playing Toronto, I think the night before, they brought out JP Sachs. Now I had heard a little bit about him. I didn't know that I didn't put two and two together in recent weeks, but for those that don't know, he's an artist who put out a tour. And then what happened was he couldn't sell tickets. He was just a smaller artist that people didn't know. It wasn't marketed well. And so he basically went on to social media and made some videos about, sorry, I have to cancel the tour because there's just not enough tickets have been sold to secure venues. So apparently, because the Jonas Brothers are chronically online when they're not touring, Joe more than the others, but Nick was online that night and happened to see his videos. And so they brought him out in Toronto because that's where he's from and had him be a guest. And I thought that was such a class act. Like,
Yeah, it was awesome.
Now he's going to explode because people are like, who is this guy?
Because now that meant like thousands of people heard him perform. And I'm one of those people that like, if you've got a killer live performance, like I'm sucked in, like I'm in it. Whereas like I'm more likely to become a fan of somebody after watching them live versus hearing their studio track. Well, there's just so much more emotion with it.
Well, there's also a difference. Well, that's in part why I'm a Jonas Brothers fan, because to be in full disclosure, back in the day, I was kind of the older crowd that was like over the Disney days. By then, I was kind of like in high school about to, you know, get ready for college. So at that time, and because I grew up with all like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and all that stuff, and I was heavily into all that stuff and like New Kids on the Block and all that stuff, which is just music in general. When the Jonas Brothers came around, because of the Disney machine, I kind of at that point was like, "Nah, I'm just too mature for this," and wasn't really. Like, I knew the songs because, like, of course, Year 3000 and all this stuff was being played, but I wasn't like, "Hey, this is you know, my jam."
Yeah.
Cut to the documentary coming out in 2019, and then we going on lockdown in 2020 because of COVID. And then Happiness Begins comes out. And upon all of that stuff and all their appearances, I was like, whoa, I love their new music. Only Human from that album is still my jam.
Such a good song.
And it hits, right?
It hits.
But we were all in COVID, so there was like no live music. So we were just chronically online, everybody, and everybody's doing live streams. And at that point, I was like, after seeing the documentary, I was following them. And during COVID, Joe and Sophie, but Joe Moore was doing a lot of live stream on like Twitch. He was like doing DJ streams.
Yeah.
Everybody was interacting. So I just started getting into more of their like personalities of like, what did I miss? Because I just saw the documentary and it was really good, and I didn't know any of this information. Their history and everything. And I was like, oh, so this was just a poorly marketed thing to like the elder millennials back in the day. I consider myself an elder millennial. And long story short, I really got into it. And then I was like, this music's really good. And then I was like, fine, I'm going to go see them on concert. Why not? Because I had like, I, you know, after we could in like 2021 or 2022, when the world started opening back up,
yeah,
we could go to concerts masked up and there was like rules. I still went and I saw them live and I was like, I was wrong all those years ago. They were so
Yeah. Just
in maturity, because when they were doing their solo stuff, I was aware of DNCE. I was aware of Nick's.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't like going to their concerts or live. I was just kind of in my own other musical world and other stuff. So I kind of wasn't like paying attention like I thought.
Correct. Same here.
So that when the tours came around and I went and saw them and they like kind of did that, and I was like, oh, they put on a damn good show. And then I just started raving about it. And then I was like,
okay. Yeah.
So, and that was what, 6 years ago? So now,
mm-hmm.
ever since they've kind of announced a tour, I've gone to at least one or two shows since, because
yeah,
they're kind of a sleeper band to see. Like, for people
agreed.
That like, wrote them off or think that like they're still falling for the marketing that from the old Disney days, it is incorrect. What I love is that they have a full band.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the band members have been with them since the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they now have a horn section, and as a saxophone player,
I'm a sucker for a horn section.
Yeah. And I come from that, like, and I, you know, it's just a really good show. And then they just keep releasing good music.
Mm-hmm. I think what's good too is like when they came back and they started doing press and stuff again, you kind of see like they're adults now, like they're, you know, drinking alcohol, they're cursing, they're just making jokes, and they're just like, they're essentially doing the same thing they did back in the Disney days on YouTube and stuff, but now like social media is so much more prevalent that like and everybody can see it, like everybody could see it now. Like, it's so crazy to me thinking back in 2009 when my parents took me and my little sister to go see them at the Staples Center in LA on the 2009 world tour. My parents did not want to go. They took us because they knew we loved them. And they still talk about how loud the screams were at the Staples Center. And now, like when Sucker came out, my mom was like, well, I'd like to go to a show. I'm like, oh, now you want to go to a show? But that's just a testament to like how they've adapted over time.
Well, and they're appealing to multiple, now it's multiple generations. And it's happened with a lot of other bands too. But it's now a collective, like we're all in on it. And like, they're producing quality music.
Yeah.
They're on a good show. And word of mouth. And it's surprising people. Because I have noticed, the last time I went a couple years ago, I was talking to some people that hadn't seen him. I think he was being dragged there by his girlfriend or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened at different iterations of me going to see people, but what was funny about it is watching the people that you know that have been dragged there being like, all right, I'm just here on a date.
Yeah.
I'm dragged here by my girlfriend and my wife, or the family wanted to go and I came along. And by the end of the concert, everybody is like, that was such a good show. Like,
yeah. Those are my favorite stories to see.
And surprised that they like really liked the set list, like that they knew that many songs, or that they were surprised how it sounded live. You could just hear the chatter as people are walking out of the venue. And that's like,
that was actually a good show.
Exactly. And I think that's a testament too, because it's like we've matured as much as they matured.
Yeah. And it's nice to see too, like more people like me, right? That were fans, or maybe like when they were kids weren't fans because it wasn't cool to be a Jonas Brothers fan, now have matured and don't care what others think, are going to these shows and getting to essentially like redo their childhood.
Yes.
And it's just, it's so, so nice to see.
Well, and it's also just because we're all, well, we talked about this in previous meetings, but, and Kevin actually just said this on the Good Hang podcast with Amy Poehler. Like, I'm the same way. I don't believe in the word guilty pleasure.
No.
I think it's dumb. I think it's a dumb construct about shame for liking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Because the biggest lessons I've learned about music, there was times in my life when I was a lot more immature where I was just like, I like this person and I don't like this person. And I was so passionate about it. But then the more I realized with art, it's subjective. So you either like it or you don't.
Yep.
But don't try to ruin somebody else's like.
Exactly. It took me some time to get there. Through those like early teenage years, like middle school, like, no, this is, I don't like them. I like metal and metalcore, and I still do, but it's just nice now after maturing to be like, listen, I'll throw down to some Katy Perry. Like, I don't have any guilty pleasures. Like, I will openly listen to anything.
Yeah, well, my music is eclectic to the point where I could be listening to underground techno music and then put on a Jonas Brothers song. Like,
right. Hell yeah.
The other day on Spotify.
Yep.
So it's just like, I vibe to what I vibe to. Like, if I like it.
Exactly. It's a feeling you get, honestly.
No, and it also is your mood, because I will say, upon first listen of the album the other day, when it was released, I was like, very like underwhelmed.
Me too.
But I've listened to it about 3 or 4 times all the way through, wrote a review, which people can go read. And I actually state this in the review. It grows on you.
It does. So
it has to do with your mood, but also just kind of like taking another second to listen and not have so much high expectations or expectations based on the previous albums. And that's the other thing. It's like the evolution with.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
An artist, it's fun to watch. You don't want every album to be exactly the same.
No.
So kind of like, I think it's because I still hold Happiness Begins in such a high regard.
Yeah.
And I love the album too.
I do. I personally think I like the album more than Happiness Begins.
But I also think it has attributed to, even when you listen to the album versus go see them live, a lot of the versions live are better. I can use a bunch of the songs that they have on the set list right now that I'm like, that's why I want to go so bad to see them, because I'm like,
yeah,
I listen to this on Spotify, but their new arrangements of the song and how they, you know, the crew and the lighting and the staging that they, that is like, they're their creative director now. So it's very fun to watch, but like one of those songs is Walls.
Take them to church.
Yes. So, of course, being close, like if you watched them on SNL a couple years ago when they performed it, I went and rewatched that in the last few days. They performed with John Bellion, who helped them write that album. And then they had Kirk Franklin, who, for people that know gospel music, Kirk Franklin is like one of the top guys. And he was like their choir director for that performance. And it just was so good. I mean, it was for SNL. I could see why they went all out.
Yeah.
But now, on this new tour, go search it on your social media, people. Go, because they have a newer kind of arrangement in the way that it comes out. And I don't know. Tell me if you agree right now, but I've always been a joke person. But Joe's vocals are insane this tour. Like,
yeah. So overall, like, growing up, I was more of a fan of Nick, because I'm like, he does it all. Like, he sings, he plays guitar, he plays the drums. Yeah. And that's kind of what I envisioned for me. And coming back from the breakup to see how Joe's voice has progressed.
Yes.
And even from like Happiness Begins to now, like, he's just, that man's put in work. He's put in work, and I'm so excited to see it in September.
Yeah. It's, I know we put a pin on Fenway. We'll come back to Fenway in a second, but it's Walls. Just go watch a performance of Walls.
It's so good.
The song is so good, but like The live versions.
It's so good. Oh, I can't wait. And if they don't play it, dropped. All of them.
I don't know. I'm not going to do that. I mean, I have my favorite tracks. But it's also just kind of, I like the fact that I'm going to be surprised because they've come out with
yeah.
there every night.
Mm-hmm.
If they have special guests is a big deal. The other surprises that they've had. So to kind of bring it back to Fenway and the biggest, Jesse McCartney, Dashboard Confessional, JoJo. But in my opinion, the biggest surprise of 20 years.
Yes.
Kevin Jonas came out and sang a new song that we're all claiming is called Changing just because we've all
heard yes.
it 800 times and that's in the chorus. But what was go it's broke the internet for people that will go look this stuff after
yes.
this episode. And I've seen pretty much every angle and there was like what 40,000, 50,000 people that went to that.
Oh yeah, it's all over my For You page and I stop and watch the entire video every time.
Every time.
Every time.
And there's some now edits of people. There was a reality show when they broke mm-hmm. up Married to Jonas, and there's a clip going around that people are putting with it about Kevin talking about how he doesn't sing well, and Danielle being like, "Oh, but they would tell you, and yet you should still try." Cut to,
yeah,
this weekend when the biggest special guest has been Kevin Jonas, and he gets on and he's like, "I'm super nervous," and then just
that made it. I think what it was too is him just openly being like, "I'm super nervous."
Yeah.
Is insane. Because in 20 years, in their entire history, I can find maybe three videos in existence of Kevin singing something. And Scandinavia is two of those videos.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the other thing, too, is I also rewatched the documentary this past weekend. I hadn't watched it in a year or two or whatever.
Makes me too emotional. I rewatched it once. I can't watch it again.
I watched it a few times. I think did I watch it after yesterday? I don't know. But I get the scene, the really emotional scene where they do the drinking game.
Yep, I know exactly which scene you're talking about, and that's one of the scenes why I can't watch it.
And it hit me even more. And I see that a lot of people are rewatching it today. Well, I saw some videos today about it, but before we were recording this, and the scene where Kevin talks about how come you guys did gigs without me?
Mm-hmm.
And both the looks on Nick and Joe's face, well, and they've had a few drinks by then, so they were trying to keep it together. And then Nick or Joe just does this whole soliloquy about like, well, we just didn't think your playing was good and all this stuff, and you weren't paying mm-hmm. attention, and you weren't on our level because you got married and blah. And I'm just sitting there going, ouch.
There's another clip from Married to Jonas that's been going viral again. I don't know if you've seen it, of the whole family sitting at the dinner table and they're discussing Danielle and Kevin and like their plans to have kids. And Nick says, well, this is something that we should talk about, like what that timeline looks like, because it affects me and Joe too. And is like seeing that is a true testament of like kind of why they broke up, but also knowing that at that time, because they're so young, like they've matured so much since then. Like it's crazy to see.
Cause it's mentioned in the documentary. There's also a concert film too. I think I've been doing my research.
Happiness Continues is the concert. I just remembered that
the documentary, but the other thing of like, they mentioned that and they apologized to Kevin, but I was also like, he's your older brother and he did everything in his power just to, you know, be your older brother and be there for you. And your guys are going to be like, you know, we didn't like this just because of immaturity.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to now that they're all on good terms. But what was funny is that if you watch the 8 million videos from this past weekend and that performance, I didn't like that they just went right into the next song because the whole stadium is chanting Kevin,
mm-hmm.
Kevin, and every video that goes longer than the actual performance, if you can find one. And
yeah,
I don't know about you, but the ones that show Nick and Joe back on stage, if Joe's kind of like, well, where do we go from there? And those two are looking at each other and then everybody's chanting, and I guess Kevin looked over and said, okay, continue, but it's like, dude should have had more time to be like, there should have been something said, because it was like very like sudden.
And you know what? They still haven't said anything as far as I know.
Not public.
I don't think anybody's addressed it yet.
They're commenting, like Kevin was commenting on people's videos, and like Danielle made a post. And but
yeah, I saw Danielle's post. But I don't think it. Go ahead.
There was a video of him filming something before Fenway out, and like there's, if you've been to Fenway, I've been to Fenway. There's like a street not. Right when you walk into Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
Funny story. In 2021, I went and saw new kids play there. But so like there's a video of him filming something, and so people are wondering if like it's legit his first solo song that he's about to release.
I'm not gonna be that guy, but I'm gonna be that guy. I reposted that TikTok to my story, I think today or yesterday, and said, just want to bring this back. And it was me calling for the Kevin Jonas solo album. Now, granted, in my TikTok, it should be Scandinavia 14 times, but it still remains true that I posted that a couple months ago.
Well, the thing about it is that the reaction from fans, novice fans, to everybody that got bombarded with the videos this weekend,
mm-hmm.
was, I didn't really see a negative comment. Everybody was kind of floored at how good.
It's what we've been begging for.
Yeah. And then now there's like the stupid arguments between like whether or not you're an original Kevin girl, but my point
yeah.
is like, I don't care about any of that. But what I'm
yeah.
the fact that like, it was like, you mean to tell me he had like the best voice this whole time? It makes sense because he is the old, it's like, yes. But what's mm-hmm. sad is that his confidence was so low for 20 years. You
know? 20 years. Think about the songs that we could have. The breakup may not have happened. Who knows?
Well,
I think that was inevitable.
I implore people, if you're into podcasts and you listen to this podcast, go listen to the like latest promo podcasts that they've done. They're just... And also go back a year ago when they did Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert. In that episode, they talk about how they needed it. I mean, in retrospect, they needed a break from each other, from the machine. So I get it. The burnout was happening. But still, Kevin, it took 20 years.
Yeah, there were some nights that I saw videos on the last tour where the Kevin's mic was just a little bit louder than it usually is, and you could hear his voice, and people were freaking out over that. But to hear this song, like I need the song because I want to cover it so bad. But I tried to look up lyrics and stuff to it and like chords. There's nothing. Well, I can't find anything. I know some people are quick though. Some people can hear a song and be like, "Yep, these are the chords."
That's true.
Not me. I can't do that. But usually those people post it, and they haven't posted anything. So,
well, I'm just surprised, though, because there have been in the past, they'll release songs in between albums or during tour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wonder if they're just kind of just gauging the fan reaction. I mean, like 48 hours or longer? It's been nothing but what? And like,
yes.
You know, and everybody's been positive about it.
Anyway, yeah.
Surprised about it, shocked, and also like hoping that that's now the special song for the remainder of the tour.
Yep.
Like, we're all hoping.
Yep. It's actually kind of funny too, like the amount of people that reached out to me specifically when that happened, and I've been seeing like Scandinavia is like going viral again, and like the timing of this could not be more perfect because I've been pushing Scandinavia for 60 days now. Yeah. And on day, 57 or 58, it like all of a sudden is popping up and going viral again. And there was a tweet that somebody had posted, and I don't even really use Twitter, but somebody screenshotted it and sent it to me. And it said, so does this mean we get Scandinavia with Robert Cole in Phoenix?
Yeah, that's gaining traction.
It's gaining traction.
So here's the thing. No, there's special guests, and I'm hoping something happens. Whether it will happen, we'll see. But I think at this point, they've got, I mean, Joe's so chronically online that he just searched the hashtags. Because he's been posting on videos the last couple of days or whatever. And he's not even tagged in it. It's just hashtag Joe Jonas. So it's he's smart enough to know hashtags. They're smart enough to like figure it out, even if they're not even tagged. Because they have noticed.
Yeah.
I'm sure, being somebody that's that popular, they have probably have it to a point where they only get a certain minute tags. Because it's just, they're probably getting tagged so much. On platforms that it's kind of like at a point, it's just too much. But.
Yep.
They search hashtags.
Oh, yeah.
Joe will just pop up, and there was a video, another gentleman, a couple of days ago on TikTok, he goes, well, I just saw Fenway. I guess I need to buy a ticket. Should I buy a ticket? Didn't tag any of them. First comment, slay. Guess who? Joe. And so his next comment was, I guess I'm buying a ticket, and I'm going.
Like, that's so funny.
Yeah, so he's...
I'd be curious to see their For You pages. It's got to be like just them, right?
Right now.
That's so crazy.
Well, because there's people, there's a bunch of trends happening, but there's people probably that don't even follow them that are seeing because it's just, there's so many videos and we're all like reposting or commenting or.
Oh, I know all of my followers have been seeing it. I've been reposting so many. It's been crazy. I'm just excited to go.
Yeah, so it's fun to watch, and I think what's even more entertaining right now, I mean, obviously there's really crazy stuff going on in the world, and I think everybody's like, we need to follow something that's not crazy.
Yeah.
Also, very positive, and also, I mean, there's a lot of other people cheering too, but
yeah,
I think it's just appealing to multiple generations and that people realizing the whole thing we were talking about earlier about just go. Just
go. Have fun.
Yeah.
Just have fun. It'll be a great time. And you'll make friends.
Exactly. I mean, that's what music should be doing. That's kind of why I'm so involved in music.
Yeah, I will say 2025 has been one of the better years for music that we've had in a while, I would say personally.
I just think that collectively as a world society, we're all very tired from everything else. And I don't know about you, but even though I've done a lot of things in the last 5 years since COVID, it's all blended together.
Yeah.
Especially after COVID, when everybody went back on tour and there was events on events on events.
Mm-hmm.
2021, 2022, 2023, I did so much stuff that I can't remember what year I did it.
Yeah.
When I did it, I'd have to look back in my phone or records or whatever. But to almost to a point of like, even that was burning me out because I was like, obviously, adulting. So it's kind of like, it's a weird mix.
I would definitely agree with that.
Everybody just wants something positive. Like,
oh, yeah. It's just fun. It's so fun. I think social media makes it fun too. Just meeting so many people, and so many people are throwing like events and stuff, like pre-party events, and you know, people just get so into the fandom that they start their own ventures, which is so awesome to see. Like, I've got some friends that I've met through this that started like a clothing brand, and I've got another friend that started like an event company, and it's just really, really, really cool to see how being a fan of a band can turn into so much more.
Well, it's the camaraderie. I mean, it's also just the fact that, like, even though we're all on social media and the internet, sometimes you can still feel isolated.
Yeah.
Especially if the majority of what you're seeing is not really what you're into, or there's a lot of going on. And then that's why it's been crazy about the last few days. All the videos. It's like everybody was so shocked, and everybody collectively was like, we're going to record this and put this up. So I've seen it in I don't know how many different angles.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I've seen it and heard that song now to the point that I kind of have it memorized. And I'm still going to watch it every time.
Every time.
It's such a historic moment.
Oh, it's so historic. Yes.
And at the scale, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to debut in a sold-out Fenway Park.
And it was so good, too. That's the thing, is it was so good.
And the city council gave him keys to the city. It was Jonas Brothers Day. They got So it was just like this, like...
Now, I wonder if he knew he was going to do it that night, or if, like, he was like, hey, one of these days I'm gonna break this out, or if he had no plans to break it out, and it, like, I want to know when they decided.
Well, what I'm curious about is why, because everybody, there's also a lot of people going, why didn't you do it at MetLife?
Because, yeah, like, his hometown show.
Yeah, plus he's never left New Jersey, basically, so he still lives there.
I wonder if it's because it was being streamed and it made him too nervous.
Maybe. Or maybe they hadn't finished the song.
Could be that too. Excuse me. I also see a lot of people saying, hey, Kevin, is this a Kevin solo song or is this a Jonas Brothers song? Like, we need to find out. Like, we need to know.
Yeah, I feel like it is a Kevin song, though.
I hope so.
Why did Joe and Nick walk off stage to give him this?
I did like that they gave him his moment, though. I thought that was awesome.
If it was a Jonas Brothers song, they would have stayed on stage, because prior to that, they were
very true.
Joe and Nick were doing solo songs. So
and then I think, didn't they follow that up with a little bit longer? Or no, they followed up with Love Bug.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to follow it up with Love Bug. You're just going to make us cry?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, but that's another song that original recording I thought was cheesy. Performed now.
So good live.
It's so good.
So good. So fun. I cover that one a lot on my TikTok lives because I have a looping pedal. And
you're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com. And use code audio.
And it's just so fun to cover, and like I get all the little beats in there. Like I like smack the guitar a little bit to get like a kick drum, and it's so fun to play.
What? And then for those that, yeah, I've done a lot of research recently. So there's a podcast out right now by Daniel Wall. Didn't know that this guy practically knows the whole music industry, but he does a podcast where he does a deep dive into songs, and they bring the demos.
Mm-hmm.
A new episode with them, and they do this, the stories behind some of their biggest songs, solo, not solo. Fascinating. And they play the demo,
so
the
good.
Original demos.
It's so, the demo of Hold On with all the auto-tune was crazy. Yeah. The demo of SOS was like so different.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That honestly, like with me being a songwriter too, like hearing those demos and then hearing the original, the original is a demo, but hearing a demo and then hearing the finished product is like, when I'm making my music, I'm like, okay, like where could this go? Because if SOS sounded like it did in the demo and ended up there, where is this song going to end up?
That's what I'm wondering. Because it's like, is it going to stay this, like, what were people comparing it, the performance to? Kind of like a, was it Jackson Browne? Kind of had a Jackson Browne vibe. I don't know. But my point is like, to talk about Love Bug, because Nick does the whole story of how he wrote it. And,
mm-hmm.
And then the question.
Shout out Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. The question was it risky at the time to do such musical changes? And they talk about how they kept it in. Looking at it now, it's way ahead of its time.
Oh yeah, it's so good.
I used to think that song was so cheesy, but now,
yeah,
if you see them play it live, it's probably one
it's of especially
songs.
If they have pyro. If they have pyro, yeah. Oh my goodness,
yeah.
So good. They've been doing this thing this tour that started at Jonas Con actually, where Joe will do like the first line of the verse of his verse, and then just or of the chorus, and then just let the entire audience sing it, and. From what I've seen, like in videos of Jonas Con, the way that it like echoed in the American Dream Mall was like insane.
I'm sure.
To be there.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So for those that don't know. They did, to kick off this 20-year anniversary, they did a JonasCon at a mall in, what was it, March?
Yeah, I think it was like March 20th or something.
And it was just basically they decked out the mall, had installations, like they even had like a escape room and like.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did like 6 different 1-hour sets.
Yeah.
Because so many yeah. people, because it was what happened was is it was a free event.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, if you wanted to buy anything, you bought it when you got it, like whether if it was new merch.
New merch or like a VIP experience. Package or something, yeah.
Because they announced the tour then during that and all that
stuff. They announced everything then. Yeah. They announced the tour, they announced Joe's solo album release date, they announced that they were they partnered with Disney, that they partnered with the MLB.
They were invited to the New Jersey Hall of Fame.
Kevin briefly mentioned Camp Rock 3.
Yeah, which has kind of been additionally confirmed based on a...
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm bringing it back to is, like, I guess like 100,000 people showed up or some ridiculous number, and so they had to do a bunch of sets. And it was just kind of like... If you go on YouTube, you can find people that were there, but...
They brought out Big Time Rush during JonasCon, too.
Yeah. And
what a time.
But that's to bring it back to it. So it's like the New Jersey roots and all this stuff, and it's like Greetings from Your Hometown is the album. I think that's why it's interesting that he didn't choose the MetLife, because they said that was their bucket list venue to play.
It had to have been because either the stream made him nervous or the song wasn't done yet.
Or a combination of both.
Or he didn't want to, like, I guess, I don't know. What do you think would be more viral? Demi returning to sing with Joe or Kevin singing if they happen on the same night?
It's always going to be, well, they're both, oh, that's hard. But judging from the response from this, I'm thinking it's still going to be Kevin because it's just such a monumental thing.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I feel like...
Because people always thought that maybe that reconciling with Demi was going to happen. Just like...
Yeah. That's fair. But
none of us predicted that Kevin was going to come out and sing.
Yeah. I don't know. Me personally, I feel like it would have been more surprising. Obviously that Kevin would sing. I don't know. I feel like Demi would have overshadowed it. Because of the nostalgia aspect and because Kevin singing is new and it's not like, even though everybody's asked for it, it's not something that we've been like asking for. Whereas asking for Camp Rock wouldn't change a thing. And This Is Me to Be Saying has been on the tip of everybody's tongue for the last 10 years. So I don't know.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to pinpoint. I think they're both big deals, but
leave your thoughts in the comments.
Yeah. When this is posted in your weigh in. But I just think it's like, I don't know. It's just been fun to watch.
It's been so fun.
And
I'm going to be so sad when Phoenix is over.
Yeah. So we're both in Phoenix. So our show is on the 28th of September.
Yep. In 33 days. not me.
But what to go back to kind of something I said in the beginning, this has been as somebody who's in marketing and advertising as your main business, it's been fun to watch from that perspective. Because I do know, for those that don't know, when they announced this tour at JonasCon, it wasn't actually called the Greetings from Your Hometown Tour. It was called Jonas 20. Living the Dream Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And the venues were mostly stadiums, not arenas, not amphitheaters.
Yeah, they had like six to ten stadium shows.
Right. In the 4 and 5 months, they've had to reschedule at different venues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they downsized 6 of them. One of them being Dodger Stadium in L.A. because I was going to go to the L.A. show. If it was a Dodger Stadium, and then they switch it to the Intuit Dome, and the ticket prices are not very cost friendly.
Right. So in doing that, I think, oh, because from even now, at this point, if this was 3 years ago or 2 years ago, the last tour, at this point, I remember I'd already had tickets by then, but well, the whole Ticketmaster thing, it's a whole thing. So I kind of wait. I'm waiting because ticket pricing and the scalping is so bad right now that, like, I bought a ticket last minute, like the last couple tours, and it was great.
Yeah.
I saved a ton of money that way.
Yeah, I have a ticket and I'm still looking every day to see if I can get a better ticket.
Right. But my point is that it's from a marketing standpoint and everything going viral online and them doing this like different set list, different guests, special guests, it's going to end up selling out pretty much every show because there's so much buzz.
You don't know what you're going to get. I'm a big, like I spoil the surprise for myself every concert I go to and I look up the set list every time. And you can't do that this time. Like, you can look it up, but that doesn't mean you're going to get Love Bug as the opening song.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're going to get Tables as the opening song. Like,
yeah, because on the last tour when they were doing the five albums in one night, when they were playing like 60-some songs, most of them medleys because they were literally doing every album.
Mm-hmm.
By the time Phoenix rolled around, two things happened. By the time Phoenix rolled around, I kind of knew what they were going to do. I mean, you just knew what you were getting because it was the five albums in one night. But second, at that time, it was also kind of a bad personal time for Joe because him and Sophie were getting a divorce and it was all over the news.
They announced their divorce the day of the Phoenix show.
Yeah, I remember. And the vibe from us fans was kind of like,
what are we going to do? Is he going to wear his ring? Like,
not even that. Not that you could see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But is the show going to get canceled? Is it not?
Like, are the vibes going to be off? Like,
what is happening? Cut to, still went on like a pro, but you could tell it was affecting him that night. Like,
you could tell he was going through it.
And it was also just because there was a lot of chatter online from people that weren't Jonas Brothers fans being all judgy because the media was literally being idiots on both fronts. It was like a bunch of articles about how he was the problem in the marriage, and then it was like Sophie was a bad mom, and like, so everybody was just kind
of. Yeah, you've got like her stands versus his stands versus people who aren't fans of either of them versus people who are fans of both of them. It was a mess.
Very, like, weird. Still, yeah, but it was like,
oh yeah, but it was different.
It was different because it was like that was like the overarching like thing because we all wanted to be supportive, but we also didn't know the details because it's their personal lives. So we were kind of like, what is happening? You know?
Yeah.
Cut to now, things have progressed, but it's like they literally went all out with this tour. Besides the rebranding and the new album, it's basically just been like, we're just gonna have as much fun.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 hours as we can, but what's great is that you can tell that they're having a good time because they know they have so many shows, and by them switching up the set list, they're not going to get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's genius because most great bands that tour a lot do that,
and they get tired of it, and they just start going through the motions. I like too that like Joe's gotten his chance to shine and do a show with more solo stuff of his. I like that Nick Jonas in the administration one night where they played, and I like that Kevin had his moment. I like that DNCE gets their moment. Like, it's such an awesome show. I can't wait for Phoenix. There's still so many more shows till Phoenix though. So like, I hope they're not like out of surprises.
They have a show tonight in Chicago, and I just
saw
earlier that they're supposed to have special guests tonight. So we're gonna see.
They're probably going to be on the stage in the next like hour or so.
So
I'll be on that live stream.
I mean, we could probably talk about this for a long time, but for those that enjoyed listening and will listen or try to tune in, I guess the cool thing is like, would it at the very least bring in fans and people together, and everybody's having a good time just kind of like watching it progress.
Oh yeah.
Because the thing is they had to also change up the tour because they're filming something top secret in October or something.
Camp Rock 3.
Yeah, I think we've all figured that out. And so, like, that was our window to go film it. And then they go back on tour.
Joe had mentioned something on a live stream about potentially international dates.
Next year.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure they're doing. They just haven't announced.
It's also sure.
a combination of, like, how tired will I be by then?
Yeah. That makes sense.
I think they're... It's just been fun to watch just kind of from a perspective of, like, the whole thing and how they're approaching it.
Yeah.
And how people that are going, I've even seen people that have been drugged as reluctant, pleasantly surprised at how fun the concert was. And they're like, especially because of all these special guests, they didn't think, like, Hoobastank came out and, like,
yes.
You mentioned them and sang Reason, which is, like,
mm-hmm.
a jam.
I will say this, though. I've seen a lot of chatter online that has been negative on, like, shows that, like, don't get a special guest. And I'm, like, sitting there, like, you didn't buy a ticket to the show to maybe see a special guest. Yeah. You bought a ticket to the show to celebrate 20 years of the Jonas Brothers. And, like, the fans that are upset, I'm like, give me your ticket because you don't deserve that ticket.
Agreed. I mean... But I've found myself to be kind of the person now with music, no matter what genres I'm listening to and events I go to. I'm very receptive to just see what happens, but I have noticed mm-hmm. everybody's expectations now, especially with social media, and that, well, I'm also a person that in the past, I actually would try not to spoil a concert tour. Because, it's nice just to be surprised. But now, at this point, you can't really do that. But I'm fine with whatever happens.
Yeah.
It's entertaining regardless. To go back, it's like, so they don't have a special guest. But they still filled it in with Nick doing extra music or Joe mm-hmm. doing extra music.
Or Robert Cole Jr. coming on stage to play Scandinavia.
Exactly. There's, availability. So anyway, so to wrap this up, where can we find you on social media so we can
All of my socials are at Robert Cole Jr. __4. There's two underscores. That's where you can find me on Instagram, X, YouTube, TikTok's my main social media, so that's where you can find me. I also have my debut single called Home. Available on all streaming platforms. It's Robert Cole Jr. Home. So definitely go check that out. That's the first thing I've ever released in my life, and I'm very proud of it. And I have a lot of stuff that is in the works right now with, like 15 other songs that I'm working on. So thank you for having me on here.
Yeah, thank you for coming on and for everybody tuning in to this episode. Appreciate you listening and subscribing, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye!
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.